This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is not only an attorney, but also an accomplished author. He has penned a book called The Gotti Wars. It's the fascinating tale of John Gotti. You're going to want to hear this. I understand it's going to be a movie very soon. Also on the show, UB40 will be joining us. Well, I tell you something, they have such a unique sound. And they're back on a tour that we'll be chatting about. And in our lifestyle segment, we'll be joined by auto safety expert Jack Mirad. And also we'll get some tips on exercising, which I need a lot of tips on that, with Joey Thurman. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest this second hour wrote the book The Gotti Wars, John Gleason. Welcome back. It's Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I was just telling our next guest before I went on the air, I've been very anxious to talk to him. He has written a book that is absolutely fantastic. I think it's just so well done. And, you know, there's some topics and some people that we just don't hear enough about, even though we hear a lot about them. And the topic of this next book falls into that category. And the gentleman, of course, that the book is about is John Gotti. The name of the book is The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. And it's written by our next guest, who was a federal prosecutor, a federal judge, a defense attorney. He was successful in racketeering murder trials of John Gotti. He received Attorney General's Distinguished Service Award. He now teaches at New York University School of Law. Joining us right now is John Gleason. Hi, John. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Fascinating book. Absolutely is fascinating. And I have so many questions to ask, I frankly don't know where to start. But let's start at the beginning, okay? How did you get involved in the prosecution and the trials of John Gotti and so many members of the mob that were very prevalent at that time?
Sure. When I first started as a prosecutor, within a month, I was assigned to be the junior lawyer on a two-lawyer team in a case against John Gotti and nine others. And it was actually during the run-up to the trial of that case that John Gotti, who was then a captain in the family, burst on the scene as the boss in the most kind of high-profile, violent way by killing his predecessor, Paul Castellano, in New York at the busiest time of year, Christmas time, busiest place in the city, in Midtown, at the busiest time of day, rush hour. They whacked Paul and Tommy Bilotti. So while that first case was underway, the crimes that became the second case 5 years later were being committed. And I was 1 month on the job, and I spent the next 9.5 years, John Gotti and the people around him.
Now, you know, I guess the first question that comes out of the chute is the fear of your own safety and that of your family, because John Gotti and so many members of the organized crime families really had no parameters as far as who would, as we say, hit if indeed they got in their way of their business. Were you ever concerned about that?
Yeah, good point. Good question. For the most part, no. There's an exception I'll get to in a minute. For the most part, the American mafia, unlike the Sicilians, they're pretty businesslike, Ron. You know, they know that if they kill an agent or a prosecutor, all of law enforcement's going to come down on them with 2 feet. The one exception was in the second of the two trials that I tried, in which I tried John Gotti. Midway through the trial, I was told by the marshals and the FBI that there was a contract on my life. So that was a little dicey. We didn't really think anybody would do that for him. He was not popular within the mob because he brought so much FBI attention down on the mob. So we didn't really think anybody in the street would do something like that. But it was a little anxiety-producing. He was a dangerous guy.
Now, certainly from the standpoint of an incident that happened with his son being killed accidentally by a car that ran over him. I guess the boy was riding his bicycle, and the neighbor actually accidentally hit him and killed him. And he eventually killed the person who was responsible for the death of the little boy, and it was an accident.
Yeah, the neighbor was Frank Favara, and John's young son just kind of rode his bike out into the street and got killed. It was really tragic, but the fact that it was an accident, it wasn't Frank Favara's fault, certainly didn't take him off the hook. They killed him.
Mm-hmm. You have been, and I love this term, complimented for taking the swagger away from Gotti. Gotti, of course, known as the Teflon Don, dodged a lot of bullets, and not speaking from a standpoint of on the street, of course he probably did that too, but he always had that confidence that he was going to get away with it because, for the most part, he was tampering with the jury. I think on the second jury selection, it took something like 5 weeks and over 500 jurors, and what was unusual that I found in the book is that some of these jurors actually were working hard to get on to the jury, which left a little doubt in your mind if there was a reason for that.
Yeah, good point. You've got some good questions, Ron. You know, for the most part, people want to get off a jury like that because they walk in the courtroom and they see John Gotti glaring at them, and they're like looking for the closest exit. And they'll say anything to get out. But then you're right. There was a small segment of the jury pool that you can tell. They filled out questionnaires, and you could tell they were trying to get an A+. And we were worried about people who wanted too hard to get on the jury, and people who you figured they've got in their mind's eye being on, you know, some newscast, giving an interview after the trial's over, or writing a book. And you don't want people who are afraid of them, but you also got to look out for people who want to get on that jury just a little too much. You got to worry about them.
Sure. And you mentioned about facing him in court. A lot of people were very cavalier in their intent of being a good citizen and being on the jury, but when they did get in the jury box in the courtroom and they stared him straight in the face, you know, like meeting any, and I put this in quotes, celebrity, especially one of such a violent character, they were scared. I mean, he intimidated the jury just with his presence.
Yeah. No, in the second case, the judge thought, and this made sense, we'd rather than have a huge courtroom and be all formal, we'd do it in a small, vacant judge's chambers. But the problem was when the jurors came in one by one, they sat down, and John Gotti was like about 5 feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And honest to goodness, some of these jurors sat down, looked at him, and just like started crying spontaneously out of fear. So, yes, it was, you know, it's hard for people, especially young people, to understand how pervasive a presence he was. He was a celebrity boss. He was notorious. He was violent. And, you know, when people came face to face with him in very close quarters, it had an effect on people. Jurors were crying.
Well, you know, even the case of Sammy the Bull Gravano, we'll get into that later, even when he sat in the courtroom and stared at his old mentor, he said he was even a little bit frightened because, you know, here was a guy that really took him from nothing and built him up in the family and then turned on him, which is in the mafia business a real sin. One of the things that I found fascinating, though, amongst all of them, is the fact that how John Gotti was present at the murder of Paul Castellano. Usually that doesn't happen. He was there on the side of the street in another car watching this whole thing come down.
Yeah, you're right. He was, you know, Sparks is just in off the corner. Sparks Steakhouse, famous steakhouse in New York, is in off the corner of 46th Street and 3rd Avenue, excuse me. And Caddy Corner, they couldn't be on the scene because if Paul knew John was looking to kill him, Paul Castellano knew John was looking to kill him, if he was visible on the scene, they would have just kept riding. But they were Caddy Corner across 3rd Avenue, and you're right. John, in the same car with his underboss, Sammy Gravano, who later became the underboss, were across the street watching as the shooters closed in on Paul Castellano and his driver, Tommy Bellotti. And even after the murders happened, it only took about 10 seconds, when the light turned green, they crossed 3rd Avenue and rode slowly past the bodies just to make sure they were dead. because Sammy was a backup shooter. If they weren't dead, Sammy was going to shoot him.
Yeah. You know, he did not have, John Gotti, the approval of their bosses to kill Castellano, did he?
No, he didn't, much to the dismay of Jim Giganti, the head of the boss of the Genovese family, who for that very reason tried to kill John Gotti a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. If he didn't kill Castellano, do you think that Paul Castellano would eventually have killed Gotti?
Definitely. Yeah. There's no question about it. The only thing that kept them from killing each other was the underboss, Neil Delacroce,
mm-hmm.
who died only 14 days before the Castellano murder. And once he died, Gotti and Castellano both knew they were in kill-or-be-killed land, mm-hmm. and Gotti struck first.
Yeah. It's almost self-defense, to say it in kind of a weird way.
John, yeah, he didn't raise that defense, but yeah, good point.
John, we're going to pause for a second. Our very special guest is attorney John Gleason, who has done many things in the legal profession. We mentioned him in the introduction, but his latest work is a book that's in hardcover right now. It's great. You got to get it, and I want to talk to him about making this into a movie one day. It's called The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster by John Gleason, and John and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. We've had the pleasure of having my guest on the show for another segment. The name of the book is The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster, John Gotti, by John Gleason, who was involved in trials of John Gotti and the Gambino family. One of the things that I found fascinating in the book was the note that said, made guys cannot take the stand at a trial. Is that true?
A lot of people think the only way you violate the oath of omerta is to become a rat and testify against others. But no, the oath of omerta, you can't even implicate yourself. You can't defend yourself. You can't say anything. Even if you want to plead guilty to a crime that you're charged with, you need to get the permission of your boss to plead guilty, because if you say you're guilty, in a way, much more diluted way, but in a way, you're being a rat. Because especially if you admit to being committing a crime as part of a Cosa Nostra, now you're implicating the Cosa Nostra. So there's a very broad definition of being a rat. You can't say anything when you're getting sentenced in your defense. You can never take the witness stand in your own defense. And of course, you can't testify or provide information to the government.
But John, how does the person not commit a crime by not taking seriously a subpoena? What happens? I mean, do they go on stand and then take the Fifth?
Well, think about it, Ron. They have the Fifth Amendment right. But then sometimes, as a prosecutor, I would get an order of immunity and compel them to testify. But then they would just commit contempt and go in. Because when you think about it, they were much more afraid of the other gangsters if they told the truth to me than they were if they just refused to testify and were placed in prison in contempt. You know, it's who you're most afraid of. And they were far more afraid of John Gotti than they were of us. That's for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Was Gotti a Capone fan? Seems to be that he kind of followed in suit, where he was very popular with the general public. He would put on fireworks displays. Capone gave away money and helped the people in the neighborhood. And he was very flamboyant, making appearances in those days, film, you know, newsreels in a movie theater. And Gotti was seen walking the streets and making appearances everywhere. Was he kind of protege of that style?
I don't know if he was explicitly patterning himself after Al Capone, but he certainly made a decision to become a celebrity boss. You know, Gravano mentioned this to me immediately after he flipped. I hear him now on podcasts and he talks about it. The problem with John Gotti from the point of view of the people in the mob was he thought he was a celebrity. He thought he had a public, when in fact they're just gangsters committing crimes. And obviously the media's darling, they loved him. He played on our fascination with organized crime, but everybody else in the mob hated him, because basically by him strutting around in his $3,000 suits and giving $50 bills to homeless people and throwing fireworks, he was in a way sticking his finger in the eye of the FBI. And they're human beings just like everybody else, and they turned their attention, they mobilized, not just against John Gotti, but against all of La Cosa Nostra. Here's one way to put it, Ron. Back then there were 8 separate squads in the FBI devoted entirely to Italian organized crime, to Cosa Nostra. There are only 5 families. Now, today, there's 1 squad, and only half of it is devoted to Italian organized crime. Show you what he did in terms of putting the mafia in the crosshairs of law enforcement.
Yeah. You know, I find interesting, too, is how they infiltrate the painters union, the steel, the garbage union, the trucking. How do they go into these organizations and say to someone, I'm going to take some skim off the top? How do these people agree to that?
Good question. You ask good questions. The popular misconception is that the mob is just about like drugs and loan sharking and gambling. But the real money was always in labor racketeering. And the way they made the money was they corrupted the head of the union, because they were in construction, garbage carting, the piers. You can't put a truck truck on a big commercial skyscraper building lot in New York without the trucker passing through the on-site steward from Teamsters Local 282. When you're in a corrupt relationship, all you have to do is let everybody in the construction industry know that you've got the power to shut down the site for a couple of hours. That costs millions and millions of dollars. So the construction managers, the owners, they know, you know, even if the bid from the drywall contractor who's with the Gambino family might be a little bit higher, I'm going to give that guy the bid so I have labor peace. And the same thing with pouring the concrete through the companies that were with the mob. That's their expression. They're with us. They would get the work, and the work would be bid at a little higher price. That way the mob and the corrupt union leaders would skim off the top of our economy. They did that to the tune of millions and millions of dollars a month.
You talked about how you bugged all these places, the clubs, the people's homes. Can a bug be used in court?
Can it be used in court?
Yes.
Yeah. Our powerful evidence in the second case, the one that we convicted John Gotti in, were the bug recordings that the FBI got from the secret apartment above the Ravenite Social Club on Mulberry Street in Little Italy. That was our best evidence. The jury literally listened to John Gotti and Sammy Gravano committing crimes that were recorded on those bug tapes.
You mentioned Sammy the Bull Gravano. Here's a guy that sided with the government, thought that the government probably only is only bail. How many acquittals did John Gotti have, John?
He beat three cases. Our first big federal racketeering case, and then a small, like, parking dispute out in Queens, and then an assault case in state court in Manhattan, and then in the fourth case, he was convicted of everything.
The part in the book is when, during one of his trials, when he was acquitted, he turned to you and your female counterpart and said in front of everybody, the judge, the jury, the press, the fellow mafia members, shame on them. I'd like to see what the verdict on you would be. Those are pretty strong words.
Yeah, that wasn't the most pleasant experience in my career as a prosecutor. That was pretty bad. The jury just acquitted everybody. It was a 7-month trial. It was humiliating.
There's a lot more questions I want to ask you, but I want people to go by the book. So is there any talk of this being a movie?
The production rights have been purchased by FX. The folks who did, like, the O.J. miniseries, everybody knows FX.
Yeah.
It's in their hands. I hope to see a miniseries or a movie. I think it'd be kind of fun to watch.
Nobody gets tired of the story. I mean, there's been movies out. There's been books out. This book is very, very well written, my friend. It's hardcover right now. It's called The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster by John Gleason, who was there. A lot of these other stories are third-party interpretations. This was a man that was there in front of him, prosecuting him and that family. You ever get down to Florida?
Of course I do.
Well, if you ever get down to the Orlando area, you have my number. Please give me a call. I'd love to break bread with you. I just want to make a side note here, is that this is fascinating to me for many, many, many reasons, one of which I'm Sicilian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, a lot of these names in this book, although we're not connected to this story, certainly are names that I've certainly heard.
Just, so, okay, good.
John, thank you for joining us.
Ron, thanks a million, and thanks to your listeners for listening in.
Thank you. What a book. John Gleason.
Thanks a million. It was my pleasure.
Okay,
thanks, John, for having me on.
And thanks for taking the time to join us. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early this morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna C-550 crashed and burst into flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix is calling some of the worst heat wave the area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix they either love it or hate it.
I think it's yucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting to sweat.
The excessive heat is expected for at least another week. The ongoing writer's strike has halted Hollywood film and TV production with no resolution in sight. The strike, now in its 68th day, revolves around improved compensation for writers in the streaming era and the assurance they won't be replaced by AI systems. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Now, I know that this group has a brand new song out, but I love that song. They do a terrific job on it, along with Red, Red Wine, which, of course, is a song that just most recently was awarded a certified double platinum. They have sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. Joining us from UB40 is Matt Doyle and the founding member, Robin Campbell. Robin, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Now, you guys are a little late in the day over there across the pond, but I'm glad that you are able to come here and chat with us. And I'm going to play, a little later on in the show, the brand new record that you have out, CD, I should say, called Champion, which is the first single from your upcoming 2023 CD called UB45. Now, you got to tell us why you changed it from UB40 to UB45.
Well, we're celebrating next year. We'll be our 45th year as a band. So, yeah, UB45.
45 years. That's unbelievable and such a great sound. I mean this. And also, by the way, I want to make mention of the fact that that song is the official anthem of the Commonwealth Games, which is hosted by UB40's hometown of Birmingham, England. Unique way that this name came about. Robin, you were there in the beginning. Tell us how that whole thing became UB40. I think it's fascinating.
What, the name UB40? Are you asking me how the name UB40 came about?
Yes.
Well, the UB stands for Unemployment Benefits, and the 40 was the number on the form that everybody who was unemployed had one of those cards, a UB40 card. It was kind of your identity card when you went to sign on to get your unemployment benefit. And we were all unemployed, so it was something that was common to us all. So it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, I got to tell you something. I think that is the most clever way to get a band name ever, ever, ever. When I read that, I was really fascinated by that. Matt, you're kind of new as the new vocalist taking over for Duncan Campbell, and this is a song that you're, of course, featured on. What's it like joining a group that's been around for 45 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's been, you know, very educational. I've leapt forward, so to speak, into a role that I guess what I was always working towards, and, you know, to be noticed and picked up by UB40 is just incredible, and I still have to, you know, I still find myself pinching myself just to see if I'm dreaming or not.
Well, I have to tell you, the combination, the formula that this band has is absolutely sensational. Robin, when you started the band, okay, what was the goal? Was it to put pop and reggae together? Because if it came later on, you know, I can see something evolving, but to come right out of the chute with it is really a stroke of genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't really genius. It was just what all we were ever wanted to be was a reggae band. And we were trying to sound like Jamaican reggae artists, but obviously we come from Birmingham, so it sounded different. And it came out, you know, with all the subconscious influences that we get living in England, the music comes out sounding slightly different. And, yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Jamaican reggae has always been Jamaican pop music. And all we were doing was carrying on that tradition, making it, you know, commercial. But also, we're heavily into the dub reggae as well, you know, and have been ever since we started. We just wanted to take reggae to the world, you know, and that was the intention, and it just happened that we got a sound together that people liked and identified with, and it was it worked for us, you know, on a global scale.
From England, was it difficult getting airplay with a reggae beat? Because, let's face it, different parts of the world sometimes don't understand. We had songs back in the 60s with Miriam Makeba called the Pata Pata, and, you know, that was hard getting airplay here in America. Was it accepted in England with the reggae?
Well, before we arrived on the scene, there was a very large reggae market in the UK because we had a high influx of Jamaican immigrants in the 60s. So they and their kids that were born in England grew up listening to reggae music, you know. So there'd already been, through the late 60s and early 70s, there'd already been quite a bit of successful reggae in the British charts. It didn't get so much radio play, but there were plenty of Jamaican reggae stars that were well known in the UK and popular. Maybe, you know, when we came along, we took it to another level, but, you know, Marley was around a long time before we were. Bob Marley was the man who globalized reggae, you know.
Right. I'm a singer myself, and I listen to the arrangements of Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which, of course, is an Elvis Presley song. And everybody always says, well, why would you redo an Elvis Presley song? I must tell you that that arrangement of that song is so good, and the brass and everything is so well arranged that if anybody is going to make that a hit again, and you guys did, it's that your group, UB40. That's a great arrangement. And Red, Red Wine, I think that was written by Neil Diamond, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's another one.
Yeah, they're just tunes that we decided to cover, not even knowing the original artist was Neil Diamond. We knew the reggae version from sort of 1969, and we were covering that. We had no idea it was a Neil Diamond song. But
really?
The Elvis one, we were asked to do for a movie soundtrack. And we delivered it so late that they didn't use it. So we had it sitting on the shelf until it got used in Sharon Stone movie, Sliver.
Yeah.
And we released it anyway, and it went number one in like 30 countries.
And the video is great, too, with Sharon Stone in it. It's just so well done. The arrangements, I'm just blown away by it. I'm not saying that because you're a guest on the show. I really mean it. Now, let's talk about extensive tour that starts the 18th of this month and goes to September 18th in America. You're going to be in Knoxville, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Newark, New York, Boston, every place. And then on the 12th of December, you're going back to England with a tour that will last through the month. That's a pretty exhausting tour, but I got to admit, boy, I tell you, I think you're going to pack them in. You've got all great markets here, Matt.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's going to be incredible. You know, this is, for me, the first kind of proper tour. You know, we did some dates around the UK and around Europe a couple of months, but yeah, this is just really exciting, man. I've always dreamed of coming to the States. You know, I think it's what a lot of musicians, a lot of artists in the UK dream of doing. You know, it means you've made it to a certain level, and it's just incredible. And you know, the guys they've got so many cool stories that they tell me about going out to the States, and it's going to be awesome getting to see all these places and yeah, kind of getting almost like a tour, I guess, from the guys have been there previously, so they're going to know what's what, and yeah, it's really exciting, man.
And this is going to be your first time in the States, Matt?
That's right.
Well, you'll love it. Now, you got a opener, the original Wailers, featuring Al Anderson, Maxi Priest, and Big Mountain. Now, they're going to do the U.S. tour. Are they also going to do the England tour?
No, that is specifically and exclusively the U.S. lineup. Which, you know, I think it's a great lineup. If you're a reggae fan, then you're going to want to come and see it, you know. It's that's every kind of reggae there is. And we know Maxi very well. We know the Wailers well. I'm looking forward to meeting Big Mountain and hearing them. So I think it's a great lineup.
Well, I got a couple of dates here that you're playing in Florida that I'm going to try to get to, including Boca Raton. Where can we go website-wise so that everybody get it on your website and make sure they make plans to go see this great tour?
Well, our website is UB40.global, but if you go to any of the social media, Instagram or Facebook, UB40 Official, you'll find us there, and you can find the dates there as well. It's not just the US. I mean, we've got UK dates plus Australia, New Zealand.
Wow.
And we'll be touring extensively next year because, obviously, we're celebrating our 45th year.
Congratulations on that. We hope that you return and chat more about it. And, again, I want to make mention of the fact that their new song is out right now called Champion. Please, guys, come back. You're terrific, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you when you're in America from England. I'd love to have you back. You are great musicians and singers and songwriters.
Thank you very much.
Matt Doyle and the founding member, Robin Campbell, UB40. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now to our lifestyles portion of our show today. Our next guest is certainly no stranger to what I'm doing right now. He hosts his own radio show called America on the Road. He's also written several books, including The Complete Idiot's Guide to Buying or Leasing a Car, my friend Jack Nerad. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Great to talk to you, Ron. I really enjoy it.
I am a car fanatic. When it comes to going on a trip, no matter how much you think you know about an automobile, in a worst case, what you don't know about an automobile is important to know, especially
when you're taking a summer trip. So how do you get prepared for that? Because travel by car is the most popular.
It is the most famous and maybe the most fun. You want to have your car prepared. You want to have your tires in good condition, properly inflated. You want your wiper blades ready for summer storms. You want your brakes in operating condition. And you don't want to neglect the air quality within the cabin of your car. A lot of people don't realize that they have an air filter. It probably should be replaced before they hit the road. It'll make it a much more pleasurable experience. The Purolator Boss premium cabin air filter, and it blocks up to 99% of fine particles like road dirt and brake dust. You don't want that stuff in the cabin of your car. Even increase the airflow through your air conditioning system. Ron, I bet you could install one of these in 15 minutes or less. You strike me as somebody who knows their way around the car.
Talk about an oil change. There are so many different kinds of oil. Talk about the detergent, non-detergent, and synthetic oil. But what is your suggestion?
Well, I'm a big proponent of full synthetics. The Penske Ultra Platinum full synthetic motor oil is just a terrific motor oil. I've talked to their engineers. Synthetic oil have higher performance than a traditional oil, like outstanding performance in extreme temperatures. It helps protect your engine, provides fuel economy. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. It's available at Advanced Auto Parts online at advancedautoparts.com. Big proponent now of full synthetic.
Does a synthetic oil work on any car, classic cars, older cars, foreign cars?
These days, yeah. I mean, there were some questions about using a synthetic in older cars. I think those questions are largely answered.
Let's talk about the driver and what they can do to be safe on the road, because it's getting wild out there. It is brutal.
Yeah, absolutely true. This is something new from Credit Karma, and the driver is a critical safety component. This allows you to monitor how you're driving and check on your eligibility for discounts from insurance partners. There's no additional app to download. You don't have to buy anything. You don't even have to give them any personal information. At the same time, you can get real-time feedback on how you're driving. As you drive, it will score you and give you scores in key categories that insurers use, determine driver safety and, of course, their rate. So you can track your odds on getting a discount as you go. Very cool thing from Credit Karma called Karma Drive.
Out of curiosity, Jack, cars that drive themselves, that scares me a little bit. They make it look to some people as if you're done. You don't have to do anything, and that's really not the case.
It is really not the case, and I think we're a long way from having cars that will 100% drive themselves. We're seeing cars now that have driver assist that are good on the highway. They can do some lane changes, some kind of hands-free driving. But in terms of things like driving in a residential area where you have four-way stops or five-way stops or unusual things like that, I think we're a long way from having automated driving. They're probably a decade from that, if not more so.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Jack, where can we go for more information on what we talked about?
You can go to purolatornow.com, learn about their cabin air filters, other Purolator products. Go to pennzoil.com. And, of course, download that Credit Karma app and check out Karma Drive. And maybe I can save some money on insurance.
Jack, anytime you want to come back and chat about cars, you just let me know. I'd love to have you back.
Well, that's sweet, Ron. I'd love to talk to you again. We'll have to do that real soon. And I look forward to talking to you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Our guest has been Jack Neerat in the business of talking about safety with cars, writing Complete Idiot's Guide to Buying or Leasing a Car. They have my picture on the front of that book, I think. Health, fitness, nutrition is the name of the game, and exercise is how you get there. Joining us right now, best-selling author, named the best trainer by the Chicago Sun-Times, is Joey Thurman. Hi, Joey. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Nobody that I know, and probably hang around with the wrong people, love to exercise. Where do you start? What makes it fun?
Yeah, I'll start with the minimum effect dose, and that's the whole reason why I wrote the minimum method, because the minimum for me is different than the minimum for you, Ron. Why would you want to work out as much as I work out? So we don't need these extreme workouts that everybody is doing, and it's just doing a little bit that will get you a lot. Minimum effort for maximum results. So in the book, I talk about a whole body experience of getting plenty of sleep, eating well, and then, of course, exercising. But the minimum method shows you that you don't need these grueling extreme workouts or limiting diet to lose weight, get in shape, and be healthy.
I went to a doctor the other day. Ron, you're doing great. Weight's great. Everything's great. I said, but how can I lose more weight? And he said, you can't eat any less. What you have to do is exercise. A lot of times they say just walking is good. It doesn't seem like enough.
Walking is great. You can walk forwards, you can walk backwards, you can pick up the intensity. And I think sometimes people say weight loss, but what you want is fat loss. You can get the scales go down, but what we really want is to maintain fat-free mass, so muscle tissue, and lose as much fat as possible to be extremely healthy.
Absent somebody like you that actually knows where to take a client, what is an exercise plan that works if somebody comes up with, or do they have to consult with someone that, like yourself, that knows what to do?
Well, look, I mean, you can start very simple. You can start with walking and do what you're not doing. I think that's the biggest key and takeaway that everybody listening can take from this is if you're not walking, start walking. If you are walking, maybe walk backwards. You know, do a light run. Maybe do some resistance training, whether that's indoors, outdoors, and you're having that fun fitness in the summer.
You mentioned walking backwards. I thought initially you were joking, but you really mean that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, walking backwards is great for your knee health, and that is something minimum that you can do. You might look like a little bit of a weirdo, but it's okay. You'll be fine.
I actually look like that walking forward. Does it keep you young? Does it keep your brain healthy?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, exercising, you know, helps the brain be healthy, and I suffer from depression myself, so I need to work out, maintain that mental health and that mind-body connection. So you can take something like Cognizin, which is a brain health nutrient that also helps the brain to focus. Look for something that says Cognizin on the packaging label.
Can supplements help you stay fit or even put you in a mental state that you want to do this?
Yeah, of course. That's why the Onnit Alpha Brain Black label is really helping you, because that helps that acetylcholine, you know, in your body work much better. And something else that you can do is think about proper hydration. And hydration is absolutely key. You can take something like Liquid Labs from Force Factor, which has 5 key electrolytes, coconut water, and Aquaman C mineral complex. And Liquid Labs is proven to hydrate you faster and better than water alone. It has 3 times more electrolytes, 10 times less sugar than a leading sports drink. It comes in easy on-the-go stick packs. You can find it at the Vitamin Shop or vitaminshop.com, which everybody knows that a Vitamin Shop is the leading destination for lifelong wellness solutions.
They always say drink a lot of water, a lot of water. To me, water is boring. So you're talking about these other supplements that are good for electrolytes and taste good and health.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love coconut water alone. You know, Force Factor by Liquid Labs. You only 20 calories for a pack right there, so you can put that in water so much better for you than having soda or, you know, one of these, you know, big, crazy, colorful sports drinks that have way too much sugar that most people don't need. Most people aren't working out for hours per day, so you don't need that much sugar.
Joey, where can we go for more information?
Yeah, so everything I talked about today, tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Joey, you had a lot of great information that we could go on forever.
Absolutely, Radio Ron. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, Joey Thurman. Thanks, Joey, for joining us. And that wraps up our lifestyle segment of the show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Calling.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today, and I want to thank you for being part of the past 2 hours, and I also would like to thank our guests, and they include Terry Bradshaw, Heidi Klum, Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive and The Guess Who, Carson Daly from The Today Show, and also on The Voice. Also want to thank John Gleason for penning that book, The Gaudy Wars, UB40, and Jack Nerad and Joey Thurman. We'll be looking for your company come next week, but we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.